The Lord encourage you, precious heart dwellers. We are fighting the good fight, and we will win. When I came into prayer, I happened to pull a Rhema card from my collection, and it said, "You are the lampstands suspended between heaven and earth." And I knew the Lord was referring to us as prayer warriors and intercessors. I had just run across an article on EMFs, electromagnetic force, and wondered very much if that was connected to prayer or if prayer put out that kind of energy. So when I came into prayer, the Lord immediately began to answer my question. "You asked me," he began, "a question about energy waves and intercession. There are most certainly measurable energy waves released in intercession, even the one you feel lame about, that is when you are feeling heavy under a burden. Once the agreement has been made with a soul that they have given their lives to me to do with as I see fit, there will be times when I draw upon that soul to intervene by carrying a burden. Yes, it is very true that when you carry a burden for me, that is, you have a prayer burden for a soul that is in desperate need, like the soul of this nation, you can expect to feel it in your body if you are electronically sensitive. You have observed this for many years now. Your body goes down, a feeling similar to adrenal exhaustion, which is tied into the production of this energy, and you feel like nothing more than a blob lying there, almost senseless, hardly able to even focus. Claire, it is in times like this that I take you up on the gift you have made to me of your total being. There is so much to prayer that is not understood. I know you feel like you've accomplished more in travailing prayer, and truly it is significant and passionate. However, you are not to discount those times when you feel like there is nothing left of you, and you're offering even that to me. You are like a wet dish towel thrown to the side. However, it is in times like this when I am siphoning off your grieving energy and receiving it as a fast prayer offering and using it as a means to move mountains. May I say, the more useless you feel because of this torpor setting in, the safer you are and freer you are from vainglory, for your prayers do not seem to be eloquent or passionate. While the passionate prayer of the righteous man avails much, so does the surrendered prayer of a soul who has given their whole life's blood as a sacrifice to me. This is what this state of spiritual torpor is all about. Now, torpor is defined as a state of physical or mental inactivity, similar to lethargy. For instance, bears do this when they hibernate. All physical systems are put on the minimum amount of energy necessary to survive in a state of deep rest. This is different from what the mystics call acedia, which is spiritual sloth. Forgive me, Lord, but I have been feeling that perhaps my problem is spiritual sloth. Please do not let me off easy, but tell me as much of the truth as I can handle. Please, I do not want to lead anyone astray. That is, telling them this is a form of intercession, when instead it is just plain old laziness and indifference. Spiritual sloth is indeed a sin you are prone to, Jesus replied, but you do not realize that when you are falling into a stupor over intercession, because you are truly standing between heaven and earth in an intercession that captures all of your senses and dulls them, almost as if you were asleep. This is legitimate prayer. Lord, I know I've been lazy in prayer. Please forgive me and help me. I will, and part of that help is explaining to you the difference between spiritual sloth and a spiritual torpor. Sloth is outright neglect, not pressing in, giving up at the littlest resistance or distraction. Your monitoring of events because of the grief and anxiousness you have felt is one dynamic borderline distraction and giving in to curiosity, it is difficult for you or anyone for that matter to pull away from a news source. It is addictive. But in this situation that is so critical, it is good for you to have solid information so you don't remain ignorant. And that is why I have put a certain source in your life. He is quite aware of what is going on from behind the scenes and from the viewpoint of military intelligence. When you heard the news about China bribing Republicans, you let out a deep sigh of relief because something was finally breaking and revealing the fraud. You also woke up this morning without that dark cloud over your head. That was part of your intercessory offering. These symptoms disappearing at a time when news breaks should tell you quite a bit about where your heart was and why you walked in such a cloud of darkness for days. Well, my heart was greatly relieved, and I did care very much, and I couldn't stop thanking you for what you were doing to reveal the corruption. Claire, spiritual sloth is more about not caring. The voice of this attitude is, oh, who cares? It's not important to me. What difference will that make? My life is so far removed from all these things. This was the attitude you once had before you were born again. Yes, Lord, that pretty well sums it up. Jesus continued, I really want to make a point here, but you are not letting me. Yes, I know you have been lax at specific prayers, but I also know your heart grieves for what this nation is going through and the implication it has on the whole world. It is that grief that I'm speaking about. I harness that grief, so to speak. And as you are suspended between heaven and earth, that grief counts as powerful prayer. You are interceding. Your grief is your prayer. You could attach a lot of pretty words to that and feel like you are doing more, but you are right in not doing that. Your prayer is your grief, period. And I honor that, especially because it comes from the heart. If you tried to make that into an intercessory prayer for everyone, it would not carry the weight, which is coming from the grief in your heart, not from eloquent words. What I am saying here is nothing new. Many years ago, I told you, a sigh is a prayer. In other words, my heart is moved to action when your heart is grieved and lets out a sigh. We are one, after all. To continue to believe it is spiritual sloth is a misconception that leads to discouragement, making you feel worthless and unable to pray. But the truth is far from that. It is the grief in your heart that is authentic prayer, and the feeling of emptiness and not having accomplished anything. That is a suffering and adds to the virtue of your prayer. In this way, you are not congratulating yourself on strong prayer. Wow, I really travailed for that. But are simply giving all you had that comes from the depths of your heart in a way that you are unaware of. Many get this confused with acedia, which is the name for spiritual sloth and indifference, kind of a stupor where nothing matters. Far from feeling that nothing matters, your heart is riveted on the situation you are praying for in such a way that you and I are immersed in it. In many ways, you are in fact feeling much of what I am feeling for the situation. I do want you to share this because many of my prayer warriors have grown weary and feel so ineffective in prayer. But I tell you, I am going deeper with them. I am mining the grief in their hearts that they feel over the current situation. It is a powerful offering to feel bankrupt and unable to do any good. Everyone longs to be effective, to make a difference, to be needed and wanted, everyone. And not to feel that way is a suffering. To feel worthless and without power is a suffering, and it is then that you are releasing more and more offerings, fast offerings, to see my hand move and change things. So, my people, I know you're exhausted from waiting and praying and waiting some more, but do not grow weary. This feeling of being drained and worthless is part and parcel of the prayer offering you have made of yourselves to me. You have given your whole life and being to me, and I am harvesting wonderful fruit that will affect not only this nation, but the whole world. Imagine a great river flowing through this nation. Imagine seeking out all the tributaries that make this great river, as you did on the assignment for Reader's Digest when you followed the Mississippi River from the mouth all the way to the headwaters in the north. Many streams and even rivers flowed through Minnesota, adding to the volume of water that finally terminated as a great river into the Gulf of Mexico. And so it is with the great volume of prayers that are being released to reinstate your president in what was truly a landslide election for him. Each of you, like a stream or small river, are allowing the waters of grace to pass through your beings and be added to the other thousands of rivulets that are all accumulating in a landslide win for your president. Though you don't feel very consequential, all your combined efforts are a formidable force, a force that is preventing the Antichrist from pushing his agenda through. He will fail in this endeavor until my father gives the word to bring my bride home. Then he will take over and undo all the good your president has done thus far. That is not a reason for you to be discouraged. That is a reason for you to rejoice and keep on fighting, so that when the time comes, I can exult in liberating you from all the pains of death and bring you home from the very midst of your work for me, triumphantly, bringing you to the banquet table where I will don the servant's clothing and wait on you. So my words to you, my brides, is continue in the Great Commission, knowing that every effort of yours is bringing you closer to that time when I will say to you, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into your master's joy."